war was going between demigods and demons. The demigods came to earth in India, and there was a very powerful king named
Dasara.
I will remember it. And they requested him to help him to be the general what?
Commander.
Commander.
Kadbanga.
Hi. What?
Kadbanga.
Kadbanga. And then he told that, yes, I'm coming. And he went there. And very big war was there. At last he defeated demons. Some of them were killed. Some of them were run away from battle. Then all the demigods requested him that what boon you want, we will give you. Everything you want, we will give you. He told, I want really salvation from this world and to serve Supreme Personality of Godhead. That we cannot give. Then you can ask another boon. Then you should tell me that when my date will come. And they told that, oh, very soon, in 24 minutes. He requested that at once you should take me to India. On earth. And they did so. Now, half of the time was gone.
12 minutes.
Only
12 minutes.
12 minutes were there. And he sat like this, very easily, constrained the lotus feet of Krishna. And thus, in a moment, he was liberated. And he had then chance to serve the lotus feet of Krishna. Even a moment can give us all these things. But what we are doing, we are engaged in not pure bhakti. Oh, so many requirements, worldly requirements. So busy in that. Oh, busy in so many. What? Bhakti?
Arobsidha.
Only. Maintain life. We are very busy. And we are very busy to solve the problems. As much as you will try to solve the problem, problems are coming like waves of ocean. One by one. You said, oh, if I will cross this, everything is. And you saw that, very deep. More is coming.
One solution, seven problems.
So don't try to do all these things. What to do? You should chant, remember Krishna. Automatically will all the webs of problems will be solved. Also, life maintaining will be done. everything. So only we should try to solve the problem of how we can attend the service of Krishna, especially if Braj Bhakti will come. If you want some little money, you can gain it by very little
efforts. On your part.
No. But when you want highest thing, anything, then you'll have to do so much effort. Quickly it will not be achieved. And this Braj Bhakti is what thing? Highest of highest. Then you will have to give your precious time, everything for this. You will have to be street beggar, no harm. And if it is received. Oh, see, Swamiji smiling. Perhaps this picture is of his last days. No?
It's in Australia on a morning walk in the botanical gardens in Melbourne.
In what year?
Early 1974.
So, he was like also in the beginning. He was solving so many things. High class of learning. And you know all the Vaishnava Tattva. So you should try to pacify them. They are very worried for that they have killed so many. All. So they are very worried. Then Bhishan Pitama began to tell something. And then when he began, then what? Draupadi was smiling. How is smiling? Not like this.
Hiding his mouth.
Oh, there was well here, like this. No? And she was like doing and laughing. Smiling. Not ho 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 ho. Not ho ho. But she was there smiling. Bhisham Pitama looked after her and he questioned, "My dear daughter, Draupadi, why you are
laughing?
I want to know." Then Draupadi, in a very humble way, he asked Bhisham Pitama, "Pitama, now you are going to give all kinds of tattva knowledge to Pandavas. And Krishna is here. But all the knowledge that you have, when Durshasana was taking his sari and making him naked. And now you are getting so high class of knowledge. But where they were?" Then Bhisham Pitama very humbly told, "My dear daughter, at that time I was taking the milk from Duryodhan, the demons. So in that milk, the mood of demon was there. So I was knowing all these things, but I was so weak. So at that time I could not check that and cannot control Duryodhana. I was thinking that Duryodhana will be unhappy. And that is why weakness I could not. But now it has gone 6 months. My all blood, which was made by his mill, has totally gone. Not only blood, but med, majja, virja, everything have gone. now my heart is
pure.
Pure. Yeah. And especially by the darshan of Krishna. That is why I am now telling. Then Draupadi was satisfied. Then Bhisham Pitamah told, oh Maharaj Yudhishthira and Bhim and Arjuna and all Pandavas, hear carefully. There was a widow, only son of 12, of very beautiful, qualified. The old lady used to worship and serve deities of Narayan or anyone. So every morning she used to pick up flowers and to do arch. One day she was engaged in anything, any other job, and he told to his son, oh dear son, you should go and
pick some
flowers and bring. It was about Brahma Muhurta. Brahma Muhurta, you know?
Before
end of the night, but it was dark. And some clouds may be there. So it was dark. The boy went in the forest, very nearby. And from above, he began to pick up Beli, Chameli and others. And as he was picking, a snake, very poisonous, black, having hood, and he did
biting.
And in a moment he became black and fell down on the earth and died. A hunter was coming from that way and he saw that by no reason that snake
bite him.
Sure. And he is killed. He knew some mantra and he controlled that snake. And he took that snake in a
jar,
like Indian ghada. Indian?
Clay pot.
And he
closed.
And then he took that boy, dead body of that boy, on his shoulders, and he went. And with that sharp snake, he went to the old lady. Widow. Oh, she was waiting for his son. And he saw that, oh, his son is coming, but not son, but dead body. What happened? And he began to cry.
Hitting his
heart.
Oh God, what happened? He was only a stick of myself, like blind. You know this phrase? A stick from blind. Without their help, they cannot go. What happened? And he became senseless. After some time, when he came in sense, then that hunter told, Mother, I was coming from that way. The boy was picking flowers. He did nothing, but this black serpent, snake came and he bit. Now you should order me that I should at once kill and I should burn it to ashes. He told repeatedly 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, but she was only lamenting and weeping. At last he told, O hunter, if you kill this snake and burn it, my son will alive or not? He began to think and told that, oh, your son cannot be alive. Then why you are uselessly killing him. Don't kill. Let him go free. Oh, I cannot do. Because they are these snakes are
wicked,
very angry always. And without no purpose, they bite others. The animals like them. What animals? These snakes, scorpions, rats, without any use they will cut your old clothes. And one thing also, white ant.
Blindness.
White ant, you know?
Blind ant.
Blind.
Termites. Termites.
What? Blind ant.
White ant.
Oh, without any reason, without any gain. From one to they will be very soon they will become legs and legs. And they will make your roof whole.
Finish.
Your whole house. And after some time it will be
finished.
Gone. Finished. If you will keep any cloth, anything, or these things, they like so much. Precious thing. And in a moment they will take it all. So they should be killed. Otherwise, next day he will kill another, bite another, and they will kill. So I must finish this snake. Oh, seeing this, again she prohibited, oh, you should not. Please, or set free.
Let him free.
But he told, oh, I will not. I will kill him. Why he caught?
Bite him.
Bite him. I must. Then he
snake.
He began to. He was to kill, but serpent told that snake, "Oh, why you are killing me? I've done nothing. Why I could not bite others?" Only to this child. Because call came to me. Call, you know?
Time.
Time came. Death came. And told that you should
bite.
And then I bite. Then hunter told, oh, this is not logic. If anyone is biting or killing anyone, and one is telling, oh, you should kill him. This, what? Inspiring him to kill. Ordering him to kill. So both are guilty. So you must be punished and that
call
should be punished both. But I will kill you. This is not logic. Then at once call came. There. In a shape of person. And told, oh hunter, why you are accusing me? And he told to serpent, why are you accusing me? And not the reason. I have not told. Oh, the reason is this. This boy in his past
birth,
he has done like this. And then his activities in this form, it has become call. And I throw you biting. Not myself, his own activities. In this world, no one is friend, no one is
enemy.
No one. So we should try to remember this thing. If anyone is insulting, if anyone is
beating,
anything doing, or you should what think? Don't think him like an enemy. Your activities are your enemy. So activities from now for future, it should be how? Not to criticize, not to offend, not to do anything wrong. Otherwise, your activity will come and do this. So in this world, no one is enemy or anything. That is why Narada Goswami used to go to Kansa Maharaj also, and he used to think that he is my guru. And after that, he used to go to Vasudeva Maharaj. And he also used to think that he is my guru.